As varied as our topography and soils, as rich as our resources, so varied and rich are the voices and stories of the folks around us. Come neighbor a bit with me, Sam Stroop. Grab a cup of coffee, pull up a comfy chair, let's get to talking. We're going way back today. I'm 70 now. When I was a baby, my folks still had an ice box. It was their refrigerator. An insulated wooden or metal box. You'd put a good-sized chunk of ice in it, and it would keep things cold. For a long time, folk, even after they had an electric refrigerator for 15 to 20 years, would say about it, "Honey, would you grab the jar of mayonnaise out of the ice box for me?" That was referring to the refrigerator. That lingo has finally left our language. So farmers in my neck of the woods, up into the early 50s, 1950s, before electric lines crisscrossed all of the county, would take their saws and cut ice off the ponds and haul it to their ice house. They'd pack it in sawdust and use it for themselves and take excess ice to Armstrong and sell it to those folks. About August or September, it was all used up or melted. Then deep well water at 50 degrees was all that was left for cooling things. But today, I'm in my time machine going back 90 years to help Amish friends harvest their ice. I watched them build their state-of-the-art ice house 3 years ago. Let me describe it. Styrofoam blocks, approximately 18 inches thick and maybe 12 foot long, form together a room. Its floor, walls, and ceiling are made out of these blocks. That is then sprayed inside and out with spray-on foam insulation. That binds it together and makes it airtight, tight, tight. A tight door, maybe 10 inches thick, again styrofoam insulated, has a pressure bar closure that seals that door tight. A wooden frame with metal shell covers it all. This ice house has an R value of probably 10,000. Oh yes, one more special feature. Through the ice house floor is coiled a pipe coming from their elevated well water reservoir, winding around the ice house floor, and then out to a spigot on the side of the building. Voila! 33-degree drinking water all summer long. Into a thermos and out to the fields. It deals with a hot, sweaty, hard-working body by cooling it down from the inside out. Effective on the hottest day and during the most grueling summer jobs. But now it's not summer, it's winter. Andy Gingrich, one of the boys, claimed that on last Wednesday morning, the thermometer read minus 15 degrees as the sun was coming up and the ice is now 7 to 8 inches thick. Perfect time to get to work. A little Hugo Montenegro to match the flourish of activity here at Pondside. Okay, Rudy, we had some fun today, but there's some things I wanted to ask you about ice, putting it up, and you know, I probably could answer these things, but I want to hear it from you or some of your boys as to what the answers to these questions are. Now, that pond was almost empty all summer long. Mm-hmm. In fact, they just dug it last spring or something, mm-hmm. didn't they? When did it fill back up with water?
Well, just actually a couple months ago.
Okay.
When this rain started coming in.
Yeah.
And it just started filling up, and it's about three-quarters way full. So.
How deep do you think it was today? Maybe 5 foot or four?
It was like 7 feet deep.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I was cutting some of the ice loose and taking my fork, my six-foot fork,
right,
putting it down into the water, and I could not touch the
okay.
bottom, so I got a little scary feeling.
Yeah.
Be out there close to the edge.
Yeah, because yours
you
never gets
into that water, and I cannot swim.
Okay, that's why you wanted to hang on to the ice clamps this morning. Then,
right.
Now the pond you work out of for ice isn't that deep, is it?
No, it's like four foot.
Yeah,
something like that.
So you're not
very shallow.
Drown when you go in it. Yeah,
very shallow.
How thick was the ice today that we were cutting?
6 inches.
6 inches. I'd say so.
And the shallow pond back here was five and a half.
Okay. I was going to guess with the cold we had, it'd be 7. But it didn't quite make it to
that. No.
But nothing wrong with 6.5 inches.
No, we're just feel fortunate to have that much.
Yeah. So, did you put together that saw that you were using?
Yes.
Describe it.
Well, it's actually a two-wheel brush saw is what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And we use it for wood.
Okay.
And we use it for ice, but we actually put a star sprocket on the saw mandrel, and then we attached a steel bar to it with a chain,
right,
just like a chainsaw.
Okay.
And like a 5-horse Honda runs that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how...
5-horse, yeah. Do you see many of the guys cutting ice now with a chainsaw blade?
Very little.
It's almost always a circular saw blade.
And we find that the circular saw throws a lot more water and is it takes more horsepower.
Okay.
More horsepower. Mm-hmm. Takes a bigger motor.
Huh. And not quite the ease of moving it because it's so wide that you're going to be going where it takes you.
You're working harder.
Yeah, interesting. Those blocks today, what were you aiming for in size? They're like 6 inches thick. Well, how square were they? What do you figure?
About 16 by 16.
Okay.
But that's very challenging. I can tell you that. I guess I got to admit that my son does a better job than I do.
Huh.
I tried staying real uniform with them blocks.
Yeah.
It's very challenging to stay uniform with the blocks.
Yeah.
Takes a little practice.
Okay.
You can get off a few inches and that kind of messes things up if you don't stay uniform with the blocks.
Now
we kind of got a gauge where we go by, though.
Yeah, unloading, I didn't notice that many that were screwed up, but it might be that it was all Daniel's that I was handling, and not yours.
You didn't handle mine.
I'm not so sure. That's interesting. What do you think one of those blocks weighed?
I don't know. After a while, they felt like they weigh quite a bit.
In the morning, they feel like 40 pounds. By evening, they feel like 100 pounds.
I was going to put them between 40 and 50, but 50 might be right. A little... And I was figuring, I think they were 10 long and 8 across. I think that's right.
Talking about the wagon load.
Yeah.
The wagons, why? Yeah. They're 7 by 14.
7 by 14.
That's what the wagons are.
Feet, you mean?
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how many blocks.
Oh, go on one way.
Yeah.
Well.
And I think I figured 8 by 10 about. I think that's really off.
They've got to be... More, you can figure it out.
That can't be right, because if they were 6 inches, 8 would be 48, and that's only 4 foot, and it was wider than that.
Yeah.
So, I was just trying to guess how much weight was on one of those.
Oh,
and
quite a bit.
It was probably approaching 2 ton.
We broke our wagon.
Yeah. Did you?
One of our wagon stringers broke the other night when we did it.
Okay.
Frozen ground, it's bouncing all the way up, and it cracked through.
If we put it at 2 ton, y'all handled 7 loads yesterday and today for yourselves, another 7 probably for Chris, that's 14, and then another 3 at the store,
17.
That's 17 times 2 ton is, oh God, we only handled 34 ton of ice.
Yeah. See why they feel so heavy in the evening?
34 ton of ice.
3 ice houses.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's doing something. And you probably all feel it now or will in the morning.
And one summer day, you could open that door and that they'd all be gone.
Yeah. So it's two family households and one stores. What kind of do you use the one in the store, the ice house at the store for?
What it's used
for? Yeah.
It cools. We actually put the cheese and just... milk and various things we use to cool cheese and the milk and stuff.
Okay. How far into the summer does that usually go?
Usually lasts all year round.
Really?
Till it's time to fill
right.
You know, cut ice again. Mm-hmm.
Now, you actually had ice left in yours.
Yes, we did.
Huh.
But I'm going to have to say the store ice house there does not keep quite as, I guess it's right. not insulated as good.
Yeah.
And it doesn't last as long
yep.
as this ice house mm-hmm. here. It's newer and it's got good insulation yep. in it.
Yeah, I described earlier on this how it was built. Can you remember at all what kind of money you put into that thing?
We're looking
8,000, six?
About 7,500.
7, okay.
Including everything, you know, mm-hmm. with the roof built over it. The tin.
How would you describe how you use your ice house?
We use it to cool all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Like milk, mm-hmm. vegetables.
Got water lines running through the concrete to have cold water in the summer.
We got running cold water all year round, I guess.
Right.
Or during the summer months. Mm-hmm.
What is actually the pipe made out of? Is it PEX?
It's actually made out of PVC.
Okay.
2-inch PVC.
Just regular PVC, 2 inches yeah. thick. Wow.
Yeah. And
it's in cement.
It's in the concrete.
Okay. Yeah. Now, is there styrofoam blocks under the concrete
yes.
then? Okay, and then a concrete floor.
And the okay. concrete on top of the styrofoam.
Mm-hmm. Now, this time of year, is that piping frozen? Or do you still get water through it?
We do not use it okay. during the winter.
Right.
So we drain it
okay.
whenever freezing weather comes on. We
yeah.
drain it. And during the when it warms up in the summer, we fill it back up.
Okay.
With well water, and mm-hmm. then it stays cold, and we do not have a problem of freezing up.
Now, when you were hauling ice the two previous days, did the blocks freeze together a lot on you all since it was colder or not when you're handling it?
No, not necessarily.
Not bad? Wasn't much of a challenge that way today?
No. If it's colder, it's not as much of a mess.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It works better the colder it is.
Hmm.
See the... When you get them out of the water,
right,
and if it's, you know, freezing weather, that water will just freeze on the blocks. If you're handling them,
yeah.
you won't get wet.
Yeah.
Like you got wet with your.
Oh, did I get a little wet today? You know, I didn't notice the problem until the last load before lunch, and then my hands. Well, what's your hands feel like?
Very cold.
Yeah, very cold. Mine were starting to not function.
Yeah.
I thought, I can finish this load, but I kind of hope it's lunchtime.
Right.
You know what, I think, you didn't mention this, but I think maybe what you most enjoy about the ice house is strawberry season, because then you can make ice cream.
Right. We use it a lot to make ice cream.
Yeah.
For that, sure and do. I like the water, the ice cold water that comes
out. Isn't that amazing? It makes a job on a hot day a lot more doable, doesn't it? Because if you can...
I didn't know how we were going to do this summer. We don't
yeah.
have that ice house.
Yeah.
So.
Can you remember at all how many years you did not get any ice? Over the last 30, you've probably put up ice?
We didn't always have an ice house. You know?
Oh, okay.
It's just
yes,
the last 7 years that we've gotten
it. Yeah, we just started with this project, putting away ice. Probably about 7 years ago. And so far we have always gotten
yeah.
our ice. Sometimes it really varies, you know, like 4 inches. That's just about not doable.
Mm-hmm.
4 inches, but it works if you don't have thicker ice. You just got to take what you can get.
What's the really bad things about 4-inch ice over 6-inch?
For one thing, it's very dangerous to be working on it. And,
because you're right on the edge. Yeah.
We see a lot of ice saws going down and eating people. And it gets pretty dangerous
yeah.
after it's that thin.
Mm-hmm.
The thicker, the better, because
yeah.
it saves. You're putting the same amount of energy in it, and you're mm-hmm. just getting thicker ice.
Right.
And it just doesn't take near as long.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Andy, you went through the ice or fell into the water last year. How'd that happen?
Well, it was, I don't know for sure how, it was the year before last.
Okay.
I don't remember how thick it was that year, but we kind of had like a corner
mm-hmm.
cut in the ice. That's a no-no.
Oh.
Cut a corner in the ice. You got to go out over the ice in a corner. corner, and you stand on that corner, and
it, oh, it's gonna break down. Off.
I was on there feeding the elevator, ice elevator alone. Then my brother Norman stepped on, and woo, there we go, splashing in the water. And then once you got out, it wasn't bad in it, but when you got out, then it was cold.
It was bad if you'd stayed in it very long.
Yeah, it would have been.
I've heard tell of when there isn't any ice, folks actually buying some and bringing it down out of Minnesota.
They have bought some ice by the semi-load from Amish farms in Wisconsin or Minnesota and done it that way. If the ice is just not thick enough around here, but we've been successful.
Yeah, and I suspect it's because they had to have it for cooling milk.
Yes,
otherwise, they would have gone without.
Yes. Before we built these ice houses, we got our ice from Freeburg, Missouri, down here where they make this ice. And, and it come in 100-pound chunks.
Huh.
And we always use that to cool our milk and stuff. But that got real costly, and after we built the ice houses, it started paying off for itself.
Makes sense. Did you get any hockey in this winter playing on the ice?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Not much.
Did Norman join in?
He went to another hockey game.
Okay.
He didn't play with me this year yet. So.
Norman strikes me as the one who really enjoys the hockey.
Yeah. He's pretty good at it.
Uh-oh.
Well, too late now.
Where'd you get the door for your ice house?
I had the furniture builder that makes furniture up the road. He made it for me.
Ah, okay.
And he does a very good job and keeps makes a good tight door.
Mm-hmm.
That saves the life of ice.
No, I was so impressed with that door. Without it, forget it. You're going to lose your ice really fast. Well, listen, thanks a lot for letting me get in on it and getting straight some things about what goes into making ice.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Mary, I think I've eaten a lot of meals here, but today's was just really amazing. Well, might have been because I was starving to death. But can you remember what all you put on the table today? It was just incredible, the amount.
We had baked potatoes
with
kind of a cream sauce on them. And we had dressing.
What was in the dressing for meat? Anything?
It was chicken broth.
Okay.
Chicken broth and then mixed vegetables and bread, dried bread crumbs and seasonings. And we had barbecued meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
They were
delicious.
Yeah, I've made them with deer meat.
What was with the yellow noodles?
Just a chicken base, chicken broth. I used chicken broth and then I add some chicken base and throw noodles in.
Did you make your own chicken broth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my own chicken broth. Mm-hmm. I make my own noodles. And let me see what all.
There were a couple other hot dishes, or I call them casseroles.
Yeah.
I can't remember what all they were.
It was the dressing and the noodles and the potatoes. I think that was it. Fresh dinner rolls. Wheat dinner rolls.
Sure. Now, with the whole wheat bread you made yourselves, didn't you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then that was that homemade butter or not?
Yeah, we had the homemade butter.
And then you had homemade cheese.
Yeah, we
with it.
I forgot about that, but I guess we did. And then we had applesauce. And then
What
we call the dessert was what we call a tapioca pudding.
Oh, okay.
Made with milk.
Yeah.
And I had some chocolate chip bits in there and some bananas, marshmallows. And then we had a mixed fruit.
You had so much stuff in that tapioca pudding, I didn't even recognize it as being tapioca pudding.
Well, there was only three things. I had some whipped cream in it, and I had chocolate chips, or kind of like chocolate bits, and marshmallows and bananas.
Okay. And when did you start throwing all that together? 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, this morning I had my mom here. She was she peeled the potatoes, and she cubed the bread and got that stuff ready for dressing. And then I just kind of threw it together and put it in the oven. It wasn't much to it because I baked most of it all, you know. It wasn't anything in there that was...
Nothing you're frying or
anything. Yeah, no. The noodles I did stovetop, but the potatoes and the meatballs and the dressing, I just put in the baker. And
well, I know you did all this just because you heard I was coming.
Well, Well, not exactly. I knew you were coming, but I knew that these guys are putting up.
Oh, you can lie once in a while. Sure, Sam, it's because you were coming.
Well, I had a lot of help here, and I wanted to, you know.
What were there around the table? Probably about 15 today, weren't there?
About something like that.
Kind of a small crowd.
Yeah, and we were crowded, too.
Well, that was... It was fun working with all these guys.
I was trying to put everybody to the table, and my little granddaughter said, "Well, where's Grandma going to sit?"
Well, I thank you so much for sharing that wonderful meal with me.
That's okay.
It was really great.
I enjoy cooking, but today, like a day today, it's hard for me to concentrate.
Yeah.
Like I said, I like to have my meal all ready before, you know, just put it in the oven before everybody gets here, because I can't keep my mind straight, you know.
As you can see, my mom's a good cook.
And you didn't even get any pie.
Yeah, the pie is for Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
How many pies will you make?
We made 10.
Because you're having church here Sunday.
Yeah, and then Sunday.
Have you started cleaning the shop yet?
They were helping me clean up.
Right.
Just getting ready for church.
You know, when we have church, we try to have every corner of the house spotless. Mm-hmm.
Now, actually, you're going to have it out of the shop, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
But people wander in to inspect your house.
Yeah, well, they come in here with their babies to put them to sleep, and it's warmer in here. And we might even fix some of the food in here.
Okay.
Probably
They wouldn't mind the dirt, but it's just the idea of cleaning up every so often.
Yeah.
Yeah. When would I ever clean my house if I wouldn't have church every once in a while? Probably wouldn't get clean.
Well, we never have church in our house, so you know how often our house gets cleaned really well.
Just the two of you probably keep it pretty clean just the way it is, but with a family like this, it's...
Now, my son from Texas, they always tell us when they're going to come up from Texas, and what they actually do is they sneak in about 3 days earlier, because they know otherwise we're going to kill ourselves cleaning the house, and they don't want to put us to all that trouble.
That's a pretty good one.
So we'll be in bed, and then all of a sudden the door flies open, and in fly five people, middle of the night from Texas.
That'd be quite a surprise, but
it
I
is
bet
a surprise.
You could enjoy it just as much, you know.
Yeah, no, it's always fun being surprised.
Because if you know somebody's coming, you think, well, this needs to be cleaned up, and this needs to be cleaned up, and, you know, all you can do is enjoy them now. They see saw the dirt anyway, so you might as well just enjoy
it. So you've got all day tomorrow now to get shops straightened out for church.
We done that this afternoon.
Did you really?
We got to get the benches yet, benches, clean the barns, the main thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, I hope
it's too cold to have the church out there. I mean, Sunday it's...
No, it's going to be very warm, 65.
What's probably going to happen, it's going to melt all our snow and turn up all our trash.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, thanks for telling me about the meal. I enjoyed it so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So some things I'll add about the ice harvest. I didn't even try editing out background noises from the family recording you just heard. There were 13 of us in the kitchen during the recording. 9 were kids. Going off to a quiet room is not something they understand doing. The Gingriches started the ice harvest on Thursday. It got up to 20 degrees, and they hauled in 6 wagon loads. We finished on Friday with another 11 loads. It got up to 40 degrees on Friday. Thursday, they were working around a wedding in the community. That fills up 3 hours in the morning, and late afternoon and evening doings, everyone gets all spiffed up for that, in their finest duds for that. Ladies in brown or purple long dresses with puffy shoulders, bonnets that like blinders keep them looking forward, shawls for extra warmth. The wedding was up north. That's a 40-minute ride by buggy from the Gingriches. The men are in white shirts, black vests, black coats and pants, and flat, wide-brimmed black hats. The width of the brim designates age, marital status, and religious political status. Bishops have the widest brims. They all look sharp, but you kind of think, where's the dead body? This looks like a funeral going on. Nope, it's a wedding. So back to the ice harvest. I helped 2 families handle 17 wagon loads of ice. That's 34 ton of ice. One man was cutting. 1 to 2 was floating the blocks to the gas-powered elevator, lifting the ice up to the wagon. One or two men were stacking the ice on the wagon. That's a wet job. Two of us, me included, grabbed the ice blocks off the wagon and set them on a wooden slide going into the ice storage room, where one or two guys restacked them into rows 7 foot high. In there, they were sweating. I was immediately drenched from grabbing and hugging slimy, heavy, wet ice blocks. Luckily, I never had one slip and crash my toes, though there were some close calls. So the crew varied from 5 to 9 men, depending on who was moving wagons around or got called off to other duties. Men were aged 17 to 70. I was fast as any of them, and I'm never happier than when I'm keeping up the pace with a bunch of young bucks. My boots and leather mittens were full of ice water. My pants and sweatshirt weighed a ton from taking on so much ice water. But really, I was fine until around 11:30 a.m., 3 hours into the project. Then all of us at once seemed that our hands went numb. At noon, we broke for lunch, thank God. It was getting to the point, I'm going to drop one of these chunks on my or someone else's foot, and I'm not sure we will even feel it happening. Dry clothes and a great lunch. Hands and feet thawed out quickly. There was a hen party in the kitchen. Grandma, Mary, sisters-in-laws, daughters-in-laws, about 6 of them, were all helping clean house top to bottom, windows to wash, woodwork and furniture getting cleaned in preparation for house church on Sunday. That happens about 3 times a year at the Gingriches. They change around from neighbor to neighbor. And then that night, young folks singing takes place at the Gingriches, 70 strong voices on Sunday night. I think there were 15 of us around the long table for lunch during the ice harvest. Silent prayer before and after the meal, good talk between each gulp, but the neatest sound is the scraping clean of the big eating bowls in unison by 15 spoons, cleaning them out spotless in preparation for the 4 different desserts, which I think everyone had big samples of, all 4 of them. 4 more loads of ice finished the job by early afternoon. I didn't catch pneumonia. Rudy didn't slip off into the 7 foot of ice water and drown. He doesn't know how to swim, though next year I'm taking him a life preserver to wear. And he rails about the ex-Amish boys risking their lives by riding rodeo bulls. That's their preeminent sport of choice. The numb hands and feet have the payoff of lots of ice for homemade ice cream, cooling foods all summer. During the strawberry season, that's when the ice cream happens big time. Every night, there's ice cream and strawberries at a different home. If you aren't invited to the party, then the young boys do what's called swiping of the ice cream. They sneak in and try and grab the homemade ice cream and run off with it. It's a big game, and everybody has a good time at it. And of course, then there's the icy cold water from the ice house to cool off one's innards during the torrid summer heat jobs, during which the Amish are all still wearing long pants, long sleeve shirts, and long dresses for the women. I asked Rudy's son Norman once, if you could have one thing added to your culture from mine, what would it be? He said, there's dozens of things I'd add. No, Norman, just one. After contemplation, he said, I'd like to be able to wear short pants in the summer. Sorry, Norman, you're just screwed on that one. But it's your choice. I drove home, bones aching, to do 3 more hours of chores at home after helping with the ice harvest. I was leaving a different time and a different world. I stopped at my mailbox, pulled out and opened the electric bill from Howard Electric. $130. We've got 2 fridges, ice boxes, 2 freezers, clothes dryer, flick of the switch lights in every room and closet, and a great wood stove furnace that still needs power for the blowers. $130 for January electricity. To me, that's still cheap. Electricity is my friend. But if I should want to lower my carbon footprint, I'm seeing ways it can be done. A little way back when, some Marconi music. Maybe a bit wild for these quiet-natured men, but you know what? It matches their intensity and drive about tackling any job, doing it well, and doing it together. And anyone that's got the balls is welcome to shoulder up in getting that job done with them. So, ah, bum, bum, bum.